I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The state legislature has approved a bill aiming to protect the online privacy of employees and job applicants. But state analysts expect the law to impact fewer than 10 people per year. Speaking on the floor of the House, State Representative Peter Terziak explained how the bill works.
The bill prohibits employers from requesting or requiring an employee or a job applicant to provide the employer with a username, password, or other access to the employee's or applicant's personal online accounts like Yahoo or whatever.
The bill passed out of both the Senate and the House and will become law if signed by Governor Daniel Malloy, imposing fines between $25 and $1,000 for violations. But a state report says there will probably be fewer than 10 violations annually, which has raised some concerns with the bill.
It's just another layer of regulation that HR departments and employers are going to need to be concerned about.
Dan Schwartz is a lawyer and the author of the Connecticut Employment Law Blog. He says right now there isn't really much of a problem in Connecticut with employers asking for this type of information.
There may be a case you might hear about from time to time, but it doesn't seem like it is any widespread problem that requires a legislative solution. And the problem with the law is that it impacts all employers in the state, no matter how big or how small. And for small employers that may get subject to a claim, they're going to have to spend a lot of time and money to defend themselves.
In 2010, the National Labor Relations Board filed a complaint against an ambulance company in Connecticut, saying it illegally fired an employee after she criticized her employer on Facebook. That case was settled and resulted in the ambulance company revising its social media policy. A spokesperson says the governor and his staff will review the bill's language when it's transferred to his office. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.